We move now to a particular worrying trend. Have you tried to sell your house and you've had somebody come over to look at your place? They might have been scouring in a similar vein to this particular scam or what they were trying to do with the NBN. Have a look around at what you're trying to sell, and then a few days later they might have come back to try and rob you. This happened to some sellers in Shenton Park. They had a bit of a shock after advertising a pizza oven on Gumtree for $3,000. Somebody came to have a look at it when the property was vacant. And what they did next will surprise you. Tinny Mincher can tell you more, agent from Belcourt Property Group. Tinny, g'day.
Hi, Ollie. How are you?
Well, I'm worried about this one because this seems like a very sophisticated and well-calculated operation, Tinny.
Absolutely. They knew what they were doing.
So what happened in the end? How did they manage to steal this pizza oven?
Well, we've gone down to meet them there. The sellers had moved to the UK and a gentleman came, and I use that term very loosely, and he had a truck and he had a crane because the only way we could get this massive pizza oven out of the backyard was over the fence and onto the trailer. And he said to us, oh, well, my machinery won't fit down here. I'll have to come back early next week, meet you guys again with, you know, a different type of crane or truck. And we've said, great, not a problem. We thought we've got his number, we've met him, you know, we've got his details, we're good. We've gone back earlier in the week and it's gone. Pizza oven's gone.
And who was it? The same person, do you believe, or you don't know?
We believe so. We believe what's happened is we met him on a Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. We believe he's come back Saturday afternoon, Sunday, with a different crane and has actually taken the pizza oven.
It's very brazen because the neighbours would be quite well aware of what's going on, but I suppose if you go and tell somebody a story, oh, yeah, I've sorted this out and probably given over Belcourt Property Group's names and numbers and everything, everybody just would turn a blind eye and think, well, that's what's meant to be happening.
And even the crane driver, for all he knows, the deal's done and he's just been instructed to come along and take a pizza oven. No one's going to really stop and ask for a proof of sale.
No. Have you come across like anything like this, as brazen as this attempt, Tinny, in your line of work?
Not like this. No, not like this. Absolutely not. And we are concerned because we've now got another pizza oven that no one wants, and we need to get rid of it. So we're definitely going to be more vigilant with this next sale.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. I'll come to that in just a moment. But how have you been able to, Tinny, track this person down, pass on their details to the police? Have they had any luck, or
absolutely?
Has it just disappeared?
So we've been trying to contact him. The girls in the office have been fantastic. We found him on Facebook, and we're now working with the police to track down the pizza oven. Or even just payment. We would be happy with payment for the pizza oven. He can keep it.
All right. Well, we'll stay on the case with that. But as you say, you've got another pizza oven for sale. What does a second-hand pizza oven cost people these days?
Oh, God, they go for a good $2,000-$3,000 these days. So, you know, if anyone wants one, contact me. Belcourt, Western Suburbs.
A good little plug there, Tinny. And will it fit in anybody's backyard? How much space do you need?
Oh, this one's on an apartment balcony, so not too much. Just big enough to be frustrated to get in and out, but not too big that it won't fit.
Tinny Mincher, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ollie.
She's an agent from Belcourt Property Group. How's that for a story? You get somebody over to have a look at the pizza oven. They say, we can't get it. We'll come back next week. We'll make it a time and an appointment. They've brought a crane back to the place to pinch the pizza oven in broad daylight, probably. If you went and asked a question, you'd just think, oh, well, the crane's there because it's been organised by Belcourt or anybody else for that matter. It's meant to be there. No, somebody came to pinch the pizza oven and they haven't paid for it. Have you had a similar incident yourself in regards to trying to sell something like a pizza oven? Might be a bathtub, might be a barbecue, anything else for that matter, on Gumtree, where somebody's come, they've looked at it, they've said no, but then in the next few days it's disappeared, it's vanished. You might have suspected it was that person or somebody else. 9221 882. Give us a call on Perth Live this afternoon. I want to know if you are a listener to this program with a spare mobile phone, 2, 3, 4, 5 or more, sitting in your cupboard just gathering dust. Why is that the case? And whether or not you sold something or attempted to sell something on Gumtree only to be robbed after somebody's come to inspect it.